WPFP. Translator W276DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
This is a special report from ABC News. Airstrikes in the Middle East. I'm Michelle Franzen. Reports that airstrikes in Syria are underway. It follows the drone attack last week that killed three U.S. Army reservists at a base in Jordan. The White House says those drone strikes were carried out by Iranian-backed militants in Iraq and part of dozens of attacks on U.S. personnel in the region. ABC's Martha Raddatz is in Amman, Jordan, and says the U.S. is looking to deter militants without widening the conflict.
What they are going after in Syria are certainly the militants, the Iranian-backed militants, but also Iranian assets, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard assets there. They don't want to strike Iran itself, but they want a significant and substantial hit on these militants.
Earlier, the president and first lady attended the dignified transfer at Dover Air Base, where the bodies of the Army reservists were returned. This is ABC News. The community of Palestine, Ohio, preparing to mark a year ago tomorrow since the Norfolk Southern train derailment. That accident releasing thousands of gallons of toxic material. The railroad and the EPA say that the air and water are clean, but cleanup is still underway. Ohio Senator J.D. Vance is awaiting federal report that could shed light on the rail line's culpability.
We'll see what the NTSB report says. My strong suspicion is there were a lot of mistakes, whether they're criminal mistakes. I got to see more evidence before I can say that.
President Biden is set to visit the area later this month. Connecticut will become the first state in the nation to wipe out medical debt for eligible residents. The initiative, using money from the American Rescue Plan of 2021, Governor Ned Lamont tells ABC News that it will target people below the poverty line.
This is not something they did because they were spending too much money. This is something because they got hit with a medical emergency. They should not have to suffer twice.
I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two experts on redistricting are throwing out two proposed sets of legislative maps drawn by Republicans, but they're not endorsing any of the remaining four proposals, all drawn by Democrats, liberal groups, or university professors. The experts were hired by the state Supreme Court, which plans to redraw Wisconsin's political maps. A package of $2 billion worth of proposed tax cuts are making their way through the Wisconsin legislature. Republican Representative David Steffen told a committee hearing yesterday there's no time like now.
A time of incredible bounty here in the state of Wisconsin. In addition to our surplus, over $1.7 billion in a rainy day fund. My goodness, these are opportunities for us to do this.
Governor Evers vetoed similar tax cut proposals twice last year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
The Brewers trade Corbin Burnes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers have traded their ace pitcher, Corbin Burnes, to the Baltimore Orioles in exchange for a left-handed pitcher, DJ Hall, infielder, Joey Ortiz, and a future draft pick. Last February, Burnes upset with the Brewers organization after during an arbitration meeting, they blamed him for not reaching the playoffs in 2022.
Had the hearing all day Tuesday, spent Valentine's Day on a plane, got home at 10, 11 o'clock and got to see my wife before she fell asleep, so that was kind of how the Valentine's Day went, so that was fun. But you kind of find out your true value.
We spoke with Brewers general manager Matt Arnold.
Look, anytime you trade a guy like Corbin, it's always a difficult decision. I think the overarching theme here is that we're excited about the players we're getting back.
NFL, Brian Gutekunst says poor play in the secondary is partly what led to them firing Joe Barry and hiring Boston College head coach Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Playing what we want.
If you could only see the way she loves me, then maybe you would understand why I feel this way about our love and what I must do. If you could only see how blue her eyes can be when she says, when she says she loves me.
Is that Jack FM has to pay attention to the bottom line.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Today's NASCAR Hot Pass is brought to you by CNR Power Sports of Park Falls.
CNR Power Sports on Ash Street in Park Falls is your go-to place for every kind of small engine repair, from snowblowers and snowmobiles to chainsaws and side-by-sides. Carl is also the area's only factory-authorized warranty service center for Generac and DR equipment. Look up CNR Power Sports on Google or give Carl a call at 608-228-7223.
The Clash opens the season this weekend. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
In the beginning was Daytona.
Here we go.
The birthplace of speed. The launch pad of legends. The great American race. Every driver looking to be remembered.
Keep digging. Stay in the gas.
Every fan looking for something they'll never forget.
Let's go!
Daytona 500 at Daytona International Speedway. February 18th, 2024. Secure your seats now at Daytona500.com.
For a third consecutive year, the Busch Light Clash at the Coliseum will kick off the NASCAR season. Practice and heat races will take place tomorrow, while the last chance race and the 150-lap feature will be held on Sunday at the famed Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. Brad Keselowski likes the current concept of the event, which is much different from a normal race weekend.
I just like the concept of the race being something different than what you'd see the rest of the year, but also still serving in this lane of appetizer for the rest of the season.
Our airtime is set for 6 p.m. Eastern time for practice and heat races tomorrow, while we'll be on the air at 6 p.m. Eastern on Sunday for the Busch Light Clash. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy today with pockets of sunshine possible, remaining mild as high temperatures flirt with 40 degrees. Tonight will become partly cloudy as lows fall below freezing to the low 20s. But we've got abundant sunshine for tomorrow and warm temperatures remaining. Right now, 44 degrees.
This bunch of songs in a row on Jack FM was even too sappy for the Hallmark Channel.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. We'll be right back.
wondered why we're called Jack FM? Because Jack FM sounds nasty. One Jack FM.
Because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. You look so fine that I really want to make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need the money when you look like that, do you, honey? Be my girl. One, two, three, take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. You look so fine that I really want to make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need money with a face like that, do ya? Long brown hair. said, "Are you gonna be my girl?"
your way. You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Jack, how many times have your mother and I told you about this?
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Well, now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Hair Volume is one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Available in tablet or delicious gummy, Hair Volume is the all-natural solution trusted by millions of women around the world to say goodbye to thin, brittle, shedding hair. That's because Hair Volume contains a proprietary formula, including apple extract, which is clinically proven to promote thicker and healthier hair. You don't need to feel embarrassed by thinning hair. You don't need to keep dealing with shedding. All you need is daily Hair Volume tablets or gummies to start looking and feeling your best. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS, or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. Go to NewNordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens or CVS.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy today with pockets of sunshine possible, remaining mild as high temperatures flirt with 40 degrees. Tonight will become partly cloudy as lows fall below freezing to the low 20s. But we've got abundant sunshine for tomorrow and warm temperatures remaining. Right now, 44 degrees.
103.1.
Hey, Jack FM. Why don't you try calling me for once and leaving a message? I'm tired of this being a one-sided relationship.
No sleep till...
I'm
playing what we want machine too? But yours looks like a phone. Seconds. Make it count. 866-930-JACK.
My dog's name is Jack, and he listens better than you do.
Safe yet ineffective.